A school district in Colorado allowed teachers to arms themselves. Teachers and parents, would you want that? You can tweet at Petch and Amy 424-1234 to be part of the show.
Hi, you go 97.7. Who's this?
Chelsea.
Kelsey, are you a teacher or a parent?
I'm a teacher and a parent.
Okay, so would, as a teacher, do you want to be armed? As a parent, do you want your school, your kids to go to a school where the teachers are armed?
Absolutely, and I think that it's the same thing as families who have guns at home. If it's stored properly, then there's not going to be the room for error, like as far as kids getting into it or things like that.
Mm.
And with the proper training, I mean, we go through intruder drills, and we're told to run, hide, or fight. So, but it's run, hide, and if you have to fight, it's fight with your fist.
Yeah.
And most of, you know, or a kid,
you're not
literally, they say to us, if you have to, pick up a desk. Okay, yeah. I'm going to pick up a desk and throw it at someone who's shooting.
It's my friend. Do you guys have the my friend works at a school district. They call it a Columbine key.
No, a Columbine key?
Yeah, so you can lock yourself in or out of any room, but only certain staff members get one.
I can lock myself in or out of any classroom, but that's it. So, but even in my classroom, every classroom door has glass on the window, like a little bit of it.
Yeah.
So that when it's locked, you can see in, you can see out. So in those situations, we have to quickly figure out how to get all of the kids where they need to be, cover the glass with paper and hope that that's enough to, you know, deter them. And I know they say that if they jiggle the handle and it's locked, but, you know, that's where there's room for error.
Yeah,
I can think my door is locked and accidentally not have locked it. And then what?
Yeah, Kelsey, after we hear of school shootings, the next day going into work, do you feel tense? Do you feel stressed?
Yeah, for sure. I feel less safe. And then even thinking about times like around the holidays, I think is when, Sandy Hook happened, mm-hmm. right around the holidays. And so those kinds of things also. And it's really just any time thing. And honestly, any time I see a student get in trouble, or even if I'm the one who has to give the reprimand, like, I try to be really careful about the way I do it.
Yeah.
Because you just don't know who's going to snap and when and how.
Kelsey, where are you calling from?
I'm from Felton.
Well, thank you for checking in.
Yeah.
All right, anytime you want to be part of the show, you can hit us up on Twitter at Petch and Amy 424-1234.